All three members of the Iowa Utilities Board agree the public benefits of the project outweigh the private and public costs. That clears the way for Summit to eventually use eminent domain authority to force landowners who've resisted the project to let the pipeline through their property. The board's order includes some major caveats before Summit would get to start construction. Summit must get approval from South and North Dakota regulators for its pipeline route in those states, plus approval in North Dakota for the underground site where carbon is to be shipped and stored. In addition, Summit cannot connect the pipeline to ethanol plants in Minnesota and Nebraska until officials in those states okay the moves. The Iowa Utilities Board order requires Summit to get $100 million worth of liability insurance to cover any damages related to construction, operation, and maintenance of the pipeline. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.